Welcome to 5 More Minutes, a podcast where we talk about the good news that Jesus is for us and through his work has restored us to relationship with God, and that we now have the Holy Spirit guiding and strengthening and empowering us and giving us peace. And specifically for this past 4 weeks, and this is the final one, we're looking at some defeaters, internal and perhaps external for some of us, defeaters to our prayer life. And the last one is, isn't prayer just about making us right with God? No. And again, the simplest way to push back on any prayer defeater, and prayer defeaters come from people longing for prayer to be more accessible or for prayer to be more understandable, because we have so much we understand about it, and yet we do not understand it completely because it deals with an infinite God and we are finite creatures. But the easiest way to combat any prayer defeater is to look at all of Jesus' teachings on prayer, note whether he spoke to them or not, and then go from there. If prayer was just about making us right with God, Jesus would never need to pray because he was perfect. And in Jesus' teachings on prayer, if he had wanted us to believe that, separate from his own prayer life, which was both a teaching and a modeling and important for him, as a human, he was fully God and man, so he needed prayer. But if Jesus had wanted to tell us that prayer was about making us right with God, he would have said that. There's a very profound and disturbing movie called Don John. And John is a very addicted man to lust in various forms. And what will happen is he'll go and interact with some religious people. And when he goes to church, the leader of the church will tell him what he must do. And it's very tragic. He offers no encouragement. He doesn't actually respond to him. He doesn't congratulate him when he has some healing in his life. He simply tells him to pray more prayers, since John is still a sinful fellow. So then the next scene will be him going to the gym and praying as he exercises, specifically doing pull-ups, which I'm impressed by because I can't do very many pull-ups. But what's so sad about this is not only the very shallowness of the religion, but it's in later, when John begins to heal some from his addiction, he does not connect that to God or to his prayer life. Many of us believe semi-consciously that prayer is the time when we get right with God, and that's a terrible lie. If you're trusting Jesus with your heart and with your decisions, you have been made right with God forever. That's the good news. If we've been drawn to union with Christ through the Holy Spirit, by the power of Jesus' atonement and from the Father's eternal design for our life, then we're good with God. Many of us believe that the point of prayer is to be forgiven, and the act of confession is important. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. It's a way of moving into our sanctification, but it's not the point of prayer. If you're trusting Christ, belief, hope, and faith, then you're right with God. And if you're trusting Christ, then prayer is available to you to receive the rewards, again, that Jesus taught about prayer, which are intimacy. We know and can sense that we're intimate with God. Peace. We go out into the world less reactionary, and I know we often don't feel like it, and that's, I think, a failure of our imagination. We receive the peace of God, and we receive a sense of his mission. We know that our role is to glorify and to enjoy him with the work that he gave us to do and the people he's put into our life. Prayer doesn't make us right with God. Prayer connects us to the reward Jesus taught. Jesus makes us right with God. And there's a double edge to this teaching. And one is that prayer by itself, meaning separate from faith in Jesus, doesn't accomplish much, though God hears those prayers. What accomplishes something, what merits something before God, is faith in the work of Christ. The other loss for those who are following Christ, to believe this, you're stripping the prayer time of its power in large part. I say that because the Holy Spirit is gracious and precedes our limitations and lack of imagination, lack of full understanding of Christ's teachings. But when we believe that prayer is about making us right with God, if we're not a follower of Jesus, we're believing an incredibly, profoundly destructive lie. If we are a follower of Jesus, we're missing the reward. And one more time, as we close out this series, that reward is a sense of intimacy with the Father, knowing that we're known and loved. It is a sense of peace as we go into the day, peace that transcends all understanding. And it's a sense of our mission, confident that we are God's and He is ours, and we have a role in glorifying Him, loving neighbor, and flourishing ourselves. Prayer gives us those rewards. It isn't about making us right with God. Only Jesus can do that. And we have prayer, which is such good news.